to Rumble.
Hi, I'm Abigail, and I'm here with my co-host, Jarrett. Today we will be talking about how hydroelectric energy was like back then and now.
But first, we are going to start off with some background information about hydroelectric energy. After that, our guest speaker, Lauren, will talk about hydroelectric energy and what it was like back then. Then we are going to have another guest speaker, Hank, to talk about what hydroelectric energy is like today. To finish off, we'll sum things up with interesting facts. Now I'll go back to Abby for some more background info.
Water has been around since the beginning of time, but we are just starting to recognize the power of hydroelectric energy. According to Angela Miller at Idaho Power, hydroelectric energy is created by flowing water turning a turbine, creating energy. The turbine runs the generator, creating hydroelectric energy. Some of the dams in Idaho are located in the Upper and Lower Salmon, Milner, Bliss, Shoshone, and Twin Falls. Hydroelectric energy is the cleanest energy of all energy productions. 44.5% of Idaho's energy is from hydroelectric energy. Now we're going to our guest speaker, Lauren, for a little more history on today's subject.
According to energy.gov, the Greeks were actually the first people to ever use hydroelectric energy. They used this energy in the form of mills. They would use these mills to ground wheat to make flour. But it wasn't until the mid-1700s when hydroelectric turbines were invented by a French hydraulic and military engineer, Bernard Forrest de Blendore. In the 1880s, a dynamo driven by a water turbine was used to provide arc lightning, a technique where an electric spark in the air between two conductors produces a light to a theater and storefront in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In 1881, a dynamo connected to a turbine in a flour mill provided street lighting at Niagara Falls, New York, both which used direct current technology.
Previously, we talked about what hydroelectric was back then. Now we are moving on to what it is now. Let's talk to Hank now.
Out of all the energy sources, hydroelectric energy is the most important and widely used renewable source. According to the Energy Information Administration, it represents about 17% of the total electricity production in the world. China is the largest producer of hydro energy today, followed by Canada, Brazil, and the USA. Fuel is not burned during the making of hydro energy, therefore there is minimal pollution. The water used is already provided by the earth, which is good for the planet. Hydro energy plays a big role in minimizing greenhouse gases. The costs and operation are relatively low, and it is reliable and proven after time. Rain renews the water and lets us make more energy as well. According to Christina Nunez's 2019 study, the Corps operates 75 power plants. Now that hydro energy has improved since the 1800s, hopefully we will get rid of all the greenhouse gases.
Do you think that hydroelectric energy is good for the environment?
Yes, I think that hydroelectric energy is good for the environment because it doesn't involve burning fossil fuels and it doesn't harm the environment.
So what are some main points and some fun facts about hydroelectric energy?
Hydroelectric energy has upgraded from the past. It is very healthy for the environment and hopefully we will have 100% clean energy soon. Hydroelectric dams also have small holes in them to allow fish to be safe without being cut by a turbine. Washington does the most work for hydroelectric energy with 37% of the total national production.
Furthermore, hydroelectric energy is an amazing energy source that's helping the environment.
I'm Abigail.
And I'm Jarrett.
And thanks for listening to our podcast.